Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Transportation is moving forward with plans to upgrade an 11-mile stretch of the Seward Highway, including the portion that runs through the heart of Moose Pass. Last week, the state issued a call for contractors to provide eminent domain appraisal review services, a phrase that sparked concern among residents online, but DOT officials say no one's property is being seized. Justin Shelby with the department says the mention of eminent domain is standard legal language and isn't being exercised at this time. Project manager Chris Benz says the highway needs improvements to fix drainage, pavement, and markings, but acknowledged that nearly every property along the route will be impacted in some way. To ease concerns, the team adjusted the design to reduce impacts to homes and septic systems by narrowing ditches and increasing underground drainage. More than 60 parcels of land are being reviewed, most involving narrow strips along the road. Residents can expect letters or even in-person visits from state officials this summer. Construction could begin in 2027 with land appraisals happening this year. More information is available on the project website. A major education funding bill passed the Alaska legislature Friday, but without support from most Kenai Peninsula lawmakers. House Bill 69 included a $1,000 per student funding increase, but Representatives Ruffridge, Vance, and Elam voted against it after the Senate stripped out education reform policies they supported. Senator Jesse Bjorkman backed the bill, which passed on narrow margins. Supporters say it's long overdue help for underfunded schools. Opponents like Vance argued Alaska can't afford the cost without reforms. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is facing a $17 million deficit and preparing for deep cuts. Governor Mike Dunleavy has vowed to veto the bill unless reforms are added. With only 32 votes in favor, overriding a veto would be difficult. NORAD says it intercepted six Russian military aircraft near the Western Aleutians on Monday. The planes, including bombers and fighter jets, flew for over 2 hours in international airspace about 250 nautical miles from Shamia Island. NORAD launched the aircraft from Alaska in response, though officials didn't say how many. The Russian planes stayed within the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, where such activity isn't uncommon. NORAD says it's using satellites, radar, and fighter jets to monitor and defend North American airspace. A park in Juneau could be renamed for one of the signers of the state constitution. The Alaska House of Representatives voted 37-3 on Monday to rename Vic Fisher's name to Shoup Bay State Marine Park to make it Vic Fisher Shoup Bay State Marine Park. The Senate needs to pass House Bill 79, and Governor Mike Dunleavy still has to sign it for the name to take effect. A new survey ranks Alaska last in the nation for working from home. The rankings are not based on the percentage of employees from each state who work from home, although that is part of the survey. Financial company WalletHub ranked all 50 states and the District of Columbia based on a number of factors, including internet access, cybersecurity, and cost of electricity. Montana and Wyoming joined Alaska in the bottom three, while Delaware topped the list. Nearly two dozen more Anchorage teachers are facing displacement due to a lack of state education funding. The Anchorage School District issued a new round of displacement notices on Monday to at least 20 specialist educators. Those positions include art, PE, music, and health teachers. The displacements mean the teachers will still have a job within the district, but will likely be given a schedule change and school change. The district sent out its first round of displacement notices a couple weeks ago, informing 185 teachers and staff members they would be displaced. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.